All right. Well, back
Hello.
on. How's it
Yes.
going, Irene?
Oh,
I'm really excited because today's, the first episode we're recording for this new podcast we're starting. We have recorded a couple of ones beforehand, right? The ones we did the last couple of weeks, sort of like as a practice round. But I'm really excited. Maybe you can give a bit of just a background, what it is we're actually trying to do here.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
So, yeah, well, first, I'm really excited as well. I feel like, I don't know, it's something completely new because we've been doing, well, we were doing a blog, so we were writing each week. We had our weekly sessions where we talked for a bit and then we wrote. So it was mostly in silence, but for some reason, because our lives are really busy. We just couldn't find a way to keep like prioritizing that and finding time to actually write. So, and to join the call. So we thought that maybe this would be a better option to just like instead of writing, just talk to each other about those topics that like just interest us. And maybe it could be it's like a way of creating a different kind of content, which is really easy. And it's easy for us to maintain and to be excited about, I think. So yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. We have so many, so often whenever we hop on a call, when we have a phone call or a video call, we have the coolest conversations. Those are some of my favorite conversations of the week when I'm
Yeah,
talking
same.
to you, because you have cool things that you're trying out, and we're both always trying out things or thinking about things which are interesting to us at least. We'll see how it goes for other people, but it's just nice, and also for our personal benefit, I think
Yeah.
we're really gonna appreciate sort of having a captured version of that. And yeah, we're just trying it out, seeing how it goes, and yeah, just going from there. Okay, maybe I have a couple of things I want to talk to you about today, actually. But maybe before we go into that, just to sort of give a background, but also just because it's nice to go back in time, should we maybe go back in time a bit and talk about how you and I even got in touch and how all of this started, and sort of reminiscent that process that sort of formed this really unique friendship that we have now.
Okay. I love reminiscing.
Yeah, it's so fun. I was thinking that before we hopped on this call, nostalgia is one of my favorite states and moods and feelings to be in. It's just so nice when you can just feed on past experience and get joy from that without creating anything new or putting anything new into it. So yeah, how about you start? I have a bit of a sore throat today anyway, so give me your side of the story.
Well, okay, so basically, it all like began like that year. So it was like 4 years ago. Like, was it how?
Yeah, 2019, I think, or
Yeah,
18
right
even. It might have
before
been 18.
no, 19, because it's COVID-19 and it was like 1920.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
yeah,
Okay.
it's yeah, it was like right before COVID. So yeah, 2019. So I'm Spanish, you're German. So we went to England. Well, I like can't talk about it without like thinking about it.
Yes.
So we just went. So it's a we went to Ackworth. It's a boarding school, basically. And we met. Yeah, we met each other there because obviously there's like people that live that go to school which are not boarders, and because we're international, we were boarders. So it was kind of. It was a different experience for us, I think. And it was a way of like getting closer to each other, but we weren't like we were friends. We had these weird conversations during
Yeah.
breakfast on like Saturdays about like how we would separate the world. I
Yeah.
remember.
Yeah, about my weird German fantasies. Yeah, fair point. But we sort of had like a shared like friend group which sort of like connected us. Yeah.
And you were roommates with Daniel, which is like my cousin for a while, I think, as well. So yeah, we were in the same year and everything. So we kind of like we were friends there. But it all kind of started when we left, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was we had Arno organized. Of course, he organizes everything. So he organized these calls for the boarders to keep in touch. And so like every week we had like these conversations. It was like five of us or something like that. I would like topics in general. I thought they were like really interesting as well. So it was that, and then less people started joining, but I think we still kept joining kind of for a bit.
Yeah.
And you told me about the blog you started, which I thought was really interesting. And like, I would have never thought I was going to join with you. Like, I remember thinking like, wow, that's so cool. But like, I could never do that. I could never do that. So look at us now.
Yeah.
So you started that. You can talk about that for a bit and like share how that was for
you.
Yeah,
to be honest, I kind of like totally forgot about these shared video calls we did with the other people from the boarding school, and how that was actually sort of like the way we got back in touch after we both left the boarding school. I don't know, like looking back, I honestly wasn't quite sure like how we got back in touch. Because we were like friends and we had like we were part of the same like friends group at boarding school. But then I feel like we weren't like super close at boarding school. Also because like a typical English boarding school, like boys and girls like were separated, as at least in terms of the housing. I think I was in the girls' boarding house once to have pizza with some other people.
Oh, and you came to do the scrambled eggs thing.
Yes. But apart from that, I was never in the girls' boarding house, right? I was one of the nice German innocent guys, you know, staying in my boys' boarding house. But yeah, we were in touch, but we weren't like super close to anything. And I guess then through these video calls that I organized. Because I had this phase, a couple of months after I left, where I just started getting really sad about having left. And it took some time for some reason, but then that was sort of the reason why I organized these boarding calls and all these video calls, yeah. And then with the blog, I don't even know why I specifically started it. I think part of the inspiration was definitely like Ali Abdaal, because like he created this YouTube video like how to start your own blog or something. I think that was part of it, and I just liked the idea because I had quit social media at that point because I was getting into this like digital privacy thing, and I sort of like I always liked the idea of having like my own website on the internet, right, with my own domain, and I sort of wanted to use it to create my own like platform to sort of publish my ideas and things I thought were interesting, sort of like creating my own social media. And because I was excited about it, I of course like talked to other people about it. And I guess I mentioned it to you. And then, yeah, I guess the story then like continued when I organized sort of like a physical meetup with you and with my ex-roommate, who's also from Spain, right? And I flew over to his place first in Barcelona, and then we both eventually after a week or something went to your place in Madrid. And then during that time while I was in Madrid and while we were spending time together, I think that's when I actually like in the park or something, I think we sat down in the park, and then we sat there and I proposed the idea of, hey, Irene, do you like maybe want to join this blog thing that I'm doing? And then I think we talked about the details, but I think we also scheduled like another call to like really get down on the details, how this could work and what type of content we wanted to create. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And this was like August, was it like 2022 or something like that?
Yeah. It must have been 2022. It must have been in summer 2022. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we sort of like organized like the organizational part of it and structured it. And then we had a couple of video calls. But then we started writing. You know, I had written, I think, 10 blog posts by at that time. And to me, it always felt like quite a massive task to complete like one blog post. And it was somewhat inconsistent, my writing and my publishing. But then like once we started like publishing our first blog post together, so we each like wrote our individual ones, but we published them like, and we did the writing sessions together and then published one blog post every week. And once we started doing that, like it became significantly easier for me, at least in comparison to these other blog posts that I had written before, to be consistent with my writing and with the publishing. And it was also just like so much more enjoyable because I could like share the process with someone else, right? And then we were like super consistent. I think we published straight without failure every week for I think over 40 weeks actually. Because we got to like over 50 blog posts and I'd done 10. So that's actually quite a lot. That's almost like a full year of like writing every weekend and like publishing every week. And of course, like our blog posts weren't perfect or anything, but it was still something I was super proud of. looking at this flow that we were in, like publishing consistently and just sort of like testing things out. Obviously, we are both like not professional writers or anything, but just like having the courage to sort of sit down like on a weekly basis and try it out and enjoy the process and not, you know, be too tied with like metrics or anything. Yeah, it was a fun process.
Yeah, for me, this was like a secret project I had, like, I was proud of. Because, like,
yeah.
I mean, my parents kind of knew, I guess, but I didn't really tell many people. At the beginning, it was because, I mean, I felt like it's not about personal things, but it's a personal process. So yeah. It was kind of, I wouldn't mind people I didn't know to read it, but my friends, it would have been like a clash of like worlds. So it was like this secret thing I was really proud of, because 40 weeks, like that's a long time. That's something.
Yeah.
And because we didn't have, well, you had your 10 posts as previous experience, but apart from that, there wasn't really any previous experience. So it was a big thing we did. Like, I really felt as it was, like, I remember the first blog post, it was about romantic relationships or something, because I was going like through something, not specifically me, but like my surroundings, and it was really hard to write. But when I finished it, I was so, it was like a moment, like I remember, I was like, wow, I did this. And also I felt like you were always like sending me messages like, I'm so proud of you, you're doing so well, we're doing so good. And I was like, yes, I can't let him down, we have to do this. And that, if I were to do it on my own, I know I wouldn't have done it. But as you said as well, it turned out to be like much easier to do it together, even though like we didn't really share much about what we wrote, at least not at the beginning. But just the fact, like, you being there writing and I was here writing, it was so much fun. Like, the actual process, like, people might think of it as being like, wow, you have to write every week, but it was fun. If it's not fun, I feel like you don't stick to it as for that long if it doesn't have any like monetary benefits, I believe, like, yeah. Something like that.
I definitely agree, it was like a lot of fun, and this like commitment thing definitely helped. Also, like, when you mentioned like sort of like your secret project, I also always had this feeling in the beginning. I remember like buying my first domain, which was just like the domain connected to my name. And that was also the domain that the blog used in the beginning before we joined. And I felt like this Batman character, right? Like secretly buying a domain at like 17 or 16 years old, because I bought it like before I actually started the blog. And it just felt like, oh my God, I'm secretly entering this world of the adults. And, you know, I never told anyone about it, you know. And also when I started the blog by myself at first, I also never told anyone about it. I never spoke to my mom or my parents about it. And yeah, I don't know. It's like this, I mean, it's the same thing for this like podcast. In the beginning, it always feels like somewhat weird because it's something new and it's something, you know, you haven't done before. And especially when you're like a young person, it feels like you shouldn't be, you know, participating in this kind of activity, because it feels like you're not qualified, or it's just like not right to do. So like sharing this process and like being able to sort of like openly and like look at this as like what it is, which is just like a project, and by, you know, being able to communicate it with you, it definitely, you know, made me feel like more calm about it. And my mom eventually found out, and then she signed up to the newsletter, and then like, you know, she like talked to me about like the topics and whether she liked it or not. And then it just became like this, just became this thing. Yeah. Are all of your parents subscribed now, or what's the
No, deal? My parents don't know. Like, they know I have a blog, but they don't know what it's called. They don't know anything. I'm
so
not
still running the secret game.
Yeah, I have one friend that knows about it, and I send her the posts. Well, I think she eventually subscribed, but I don't think she reads them.
Yeah.
But no one, because I don't know, I just like it being, it's like, from English and Spanish, English is like my other person. It's like my other world. Like, people in Spain, I sometimes tell them about it, but it's my projects, my other life, my, like, my Batman life. Yeah, it's just, cool.
The second identity, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the identity that's ahead, that takes, like, challenges and stuff like that. And I just like it being in my world. I don't know.
Yeah.
Eventually... Yeah. I guess it'll like converge and like be one world, obviously. But right now, I like it being separate like this. I don't know. Yeah. It makes it easier as well. Because we have this project, but it doesn't have to be a big deal if I don't share that much about it, if it's just our thing. And then obviously it's going to be public to everyone, like the whole world. But it doesn't mean the whole world is going to see it. So
yeah. And I think it is like the, like for me personally, it's like the coolest way to develop anything, like any project. If you sort of like, I mean, that's again, like I'm quoting Ali Abdaal now, but you know, like treating something like sincerely instead of seriously, which I think is like a quote from Alan Watts or something. But I think the fact that we like also communicated it as being like a hobby project, something we do on the side, just, you know, sort of like reduce the pressure. And it allowed us to just like explore it. And also like when we had our break of that like writing streak this summer, I believe. So I was going on this like, you know, trip to Asia. So we also had time difference thing and it sort of got messed up a little. And then we tried again, but then it didn't work. And then we decided to take like an official break to at least make it somewhat, you know, proper, the break. And then we tried getting back into the writing, but it didn't really work. And I think like the cool thing is like we got stuck on the writing part. But because, again, we're like currently just treating it as like a hobby, I think that like made it easier and still makes it easier to just like decide, okay, let's just pivot and, you know, try something else. Because, you know, there's no like price attached to that. Like we're not losing like parts of our audience because we're trying a different format because there's no like massive audience. And we're not like losing any sponsors because there are no sponsors, at least right now, right? So yeah. And I always try, so like the metaphor I have in my head, and that's like, that's become so central to me. And I think I've told you about it before, is like the difference between feeling like I'm pushing a boulder as opposed to feeling I have to pull a boulder. And technically, like it's the same thing, right? It's just like moving the boulder. But for me, like I enjoy like being able to push a boulder because it feels like I'm the source of like the movement. And when I'm pulling something, it feels like, you know, something's like holding me back and it's just like uncomfortable. So I'm glad that we found a way to sort of keep this fun. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I like that metaphor actually. And also because when you think of pushing, it's also more difficult than when you're not in control and something, thinking about maybe like watching Netflix, it like controls you kind of, but it's also easier. So like, I like that metaphor. I'm going to save it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's become really central to me, but yeah. Okay, I think we've got a pretty good recap of like our journey, right?
Yeah,
it's super interesting. Like our friendship developed like in the strangest ways. And to me, it's always like, it always blows my mind how little you can actually know like what things that you're like, you know, confronted with today will potentially affect you in the future, right? Because like, yes, I knew you at boarding school. And yes, I talked to you. And yes, I liked you back then, right? And we had a couple of chats and we had breakfast together, you know, in the dining hall. But I would have never, never imagined that like 2-3 years later, we're sitting here, we have like a huge, like thousands of words of like shared blog, you know, in sort of like our inventory. Like we're having these cool conversations and we've shared like so much together. We also have like physical experience together, like when I visited you and in Spain, and like we've also been talking about like you maybe coming to visit me in Munich. So it's just so cool. And it also like motivates me like in my day-to-day life to not try to like make too many assumptions about things, because like there will be people who I might just be like brushing shoulders with, you know, at the train station or something, who might like in a couple of years, you know, be like really important people in my life. So
I'm thinking about that, because right now also in our lives, I think it's kind of like a beginning of things. So yes. People that right now, we just know them, we've talked to them for a bit. They could be like our best friends. They could be our future husband or like wife.
Yeah.
It's so weird to think about it like that, but it's also so true. Like this person could be one of the most important persons in my life in 5 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is kind of mind-blowing. Like, this whole thing called life, it's just, like, blowing my mind sometimes. It's just, like, weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have something I wanted to talk to you about, because it's something we've both actually done, and you mentioned, like, recently that you've, you know, started doing it again, or you've done it for the first time now. And I'm talking about the self-authoring program from Jordan Peterson, which I believe, again, goes back to like a story where I bought that like a couple of years ago because I really wanted to do it because, you know, I sort of like entered the entire like Jordan Peterson sphere and it sort of like amazed me and I read some of the books, right? And then I bought that program and it, I think it was like a holiday offer or something where you could get like 2 licenses for the price of 1. So I bought the thing and I had 1 spare license and I had no one to give it to. And I actually talked to some other people before I talked to you first, right? But nobody wanted it for some reason. So I just like sent you the thing. And I think now you've done it, right? Or you've at least like started it. So
yeah,
tell me about your experience with the program. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you sent it to me, I did start doing so there's past, present, and future. And we have the suite, which is all of them. So I started doing the past one. And I did have Ovid or something like that. But then I started with a lot of school work, as a, like always. So I didn't finish it. But this like Christmas holidays, I feel like, is the time of like goals and the future, and like planning. So I was like, I'm going to do the future one now. So I started doing it last weekend. I was there for like 2 hours, I think, just like writing it was so fun, honestly. So the future one, there's 2 parts. The first part, have you done the future one?
No, I've only done the present one.
The present one. Oh, that's the one I haven't done. Tell me about it afterwards. Yeah. So the future one, there's 2 parts. The first part is basically imagining your future. So there's some first questions, which is like, how do you imagine your social life to be in the future? How do you imagine your French, well, that's social life, like work part, hobbies, what traits do you admire from other people? And it's all a lot like just write whatever comes to mind. Don't really think about it. It's just to like let creativity flow and it's all about that. And then there's another part, which is specifically writing your future. It says about like 5 to 10 years, but it honestly, I did it until like I was 38. I think that was how specific I got. And it is something I think about a lot because I just love thinking about my future. But writing it down, like specifically writing each of the areas down, it was so fun on one side, but also kind of like mind-opening because you also had to write about what future would be like if your social life was different, if your work life was different, if you didn't have that work you wanted, how would be your not ideal future, how that would be.
Yeah.
And I kept writing about it. I was like, no, this is not happening. But at the same time, it gave me some kind of like push, like some kind of like I felt proud of myself because I know that's not gonna happen. Like, it's not. It's just whatever I do, I kept thinking like, yeah, but I'm not gonna do this. Like, this is not gonna happen. And it just gives you a very clear view of what you're working on and kind of why you're working on it and how that makes sense in what you want your life to look like. So like all your core principles and values, I feel like that's something we like to think about, but that is also very specific. It's not as specific as you would. No, it's very specific. Sorry. So when you normally think about things, it's not as specific, but when you write it down, it's just, I swear, you have to do it. You have to do it. And then the second part is about setting the goals and the specific objectives to achieve all that, which that's the part I haven't done yet, which I might do later this afternoon, so I'll tell you about it next week. But it's just a way to structure your head and know that everything you're doing right now, like, connected to what you've imagined in the future. But
yeah,
it's just so powerful. Like, that's the word. It's just, I feel like it's powerful. It's like, it's such a deep reflection. I think I wrote like 20,000 words, and that's a lot.
That's insane.
That's insane. I know. Yeah. So.
Wow. Yeah. I think it's incredible because, you know, the only thing that program provides you Like, it's not giving you instructions like, this is how you should start your day, and this is, you know, the field or the career you should pursue or something. The only thing it gives you is like question prompts, right?
Yeah.
So everything that you're creating as part of that program, it's nothing new. It's like, you're the origin, and your existing thoughts and your existing mentality is the origin of everything you write down. So basically, like, it doesn't do anything. It just gives you the right questions and lets you create like this thing. And basically the thing that it gives you the question, and then it just forces you to, you know, be specific about it and like write it down. And I mean, we've talked about this like a lot as part of, you know, this writing process with the blog. There's a massive difference of thinking about something, right? And then actually writing about something. And even though, like, when you think about something really deeply and you like spend months thinking about something, there's still a big difference to like thinking about something super deeply for months and then sitting down for like even just an hour and writing something down, because like you force yourself to become concrete and sort of like turn these ideas, and like thoughts in our heads are often like not full phrases or like sentences, right? Often it's just like bits and bytes, and because like for us internally, we don't need to put it into like full sentences to understand what we mean, because like we're only interacting with ourselves. But when we write something, we're forced to sort of go into that, you know, into the formality of like full sentences, and that just, you know, forces us to like be really specific. And then often enough, you actually realize the thing you thought was super clear in your head is actually not as clear as you, or like you didn't understand it as clearly as you thought you did, because it's like really difficult to put it into words. So yeah, it's a great program. Question about the future part. How was it set up? So did it ask you to pretend you were already in that future, or what was sort of like the prompts? What were they like?
It didn't really specify. It just asked you to imagine your future and what your ideal future would be. Just, yeah, I guess it's if you were already there, but it didn't really specify. It was just like, yeah, it was imagine your future. And
okay,
some questions were more short period. It was imagine your future in 10 months, and others were like 10 years. But yeah, really just, it was really basic. So
yeah.
It is funny how like something so basic is really,
Sorry. If you don't mind, can you give me like the not like super specific prompts, but can you give me like the general notion of what you actually wrote down for your future? Like, what are the things, or like, for example, like what are the guiding principles you want to sort of have as the guidance for your future? Or just tell me about it.
Okay, so
rich and wealthy and living on a yacht and
no. So basically, the core principle I got at, like, I decided was I wanted all to go around. It was having opportunities to do whatever I want, whatever life offers you. So right now, because I have university and because I'm obviously not rich, I can't go around the world and travel, or I can't sit and do this cool program or learn to draw really well, or things I just want to experience in life. So what I want to do is have the financial stability, but also the time to do whatever I want. So it's also time, but also health comes into play, because if you're not healthy, you can't travel, you can't run. So maybe you want to run a marathon because you want to experience what that feels like, but if you're not fit, you can't really do that, and you can't train if you don't have time, and you can't buy shoes if you don't have money. So it's just having money, having time, and being healthy, and also I guess being happy, but that I guess comes from all of that kind of and then I got more specific, as in what I want maybe in a partner and how I want my family to look like, because I got through a time where I thought I didn't really want kids, but that is past now. But I decided I want to have them late, so I have time, late as in like 35, before 40, but after 35, so 35 to 39. That's how specific. Because I guess I really want to work hard to achieve that financial stability, I guess, and not have to think about other things. Because if I have kids, I want to have them properly, and I want to be able to give them my time, but I want my partner to do that as well. I don't want it to be just me. I stay at home and he works, and or the opposite. I want it to be kind of as a project that we both work on and we both put all our I want it to be a priority. I love
that. That's so great. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I also want my work life when I'm working on it, I also want that to be a priority, and it can't be both together at the same time, not as at the same like level of kind of priority. So I want to, the first years, I want to really be dedicated in learning and just earning money, but also experience and how I can live my life after that. So it's going to be like two lives before I have kids and after I have kids. But it's something I want. So when they say, well, life changes. Yeah, obviously it changes when you have kids. But that's the beauty of it. That's why you have kids. So your life changes. You're not the most important person after you have kids. Your kids are. So I want to be the most important person for a while. And then I want to be able to live that. And when I want to have a long time to do that, you know, and enough time to do that. So, yeah, that's kind of, well, it's obviously more specific about, like, how I would earn money and what things I would learn if I would live in other countries and stuff like that. But that's mostly, like, the core principle. And then I want my partner to have more or less the same mindset as me. Obviously, they can work in whatever they want. But I want it to be like a parallel, because this is a time of growth. Like before kids, it's just growth all the time, which is what I want. But I want my partner to do that as well. And then to kind of, obviously you never stop growing, but to kind of stop that when we have kids and then both focus on our marriage, on our family. I don't know. It's just, I specified that a lot, which it was something I thought about, but not that specifically. So yeah, and then after I have kids, well, just raise them, and then obviously, I still need to earn money. Like you don't, but I'd like to have it that sort out. Like just live life when I have my kids, live more of it, you know, because I am living life obviously before, and I want to travel, but it's a different way, I think. So yeah,
that's super interesting. The part which I like most about it. Is how you very specifically thought about the different phases of your entire life, like the phases of your life you want to live. That's actually something I've never thought about, right? I've also been thinking about like different parts of how I want my life to turn out, but I never, like you mentioning, like you want to have kids late so you get that time in between to have like a growth phase for yourself and where you can sort of like prepare for that family chapter of your life, right? Is super interesting because I don't know, like for me personally, like I always had this mindset, oh, let's have kids early, right? Like as soon as possible, basically, like not now specifically, but like somewhat like early, because, you know, I always felt like somewhat confident that I would be able to get into like a comfortable position somewhat early and be able to provide somewhat early and then just use that, you know, advantage of mine to sort of, you know, spend my life with my kids while I'm still somewhat young, so I like experience more of their lives. But I never really thought about how that would impact, you know, the phases of my life where I would sort of like give up a certain phase that you very like clearly prioritize, which is having like this growth phase and also like being able to sort of like figure things out for yourself and the relationship with your partner specifically before you go into that big commitment phase. Where you, you know, share that responsibility of, you know, forming that family and nurturing it and living it. So that's really cool, actually.
I'm glad you like my life.
But I mean, if you wrote like 20,000 words, no wonder you got to some sort of like conclusions. That's like so many words.
Yeah, that's a lot. I think it was 20,000 between, like, I did write something like twice, I guess, because they were the same questions. But yeah. Yeah, I guess everyone wants different things. But I've always known that that was a big thing I wanted. But I didn't want to give up the other part. So it's also how you can, like, I just want to live, like, everything and everything I can, because life has a short period, and obviously our focus is to live longer, but it doesn't mean people around us are going to live longer as well.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen to the world, how it's going to be. We're not certain of anything. So I guess I just want to be sure I can live what I want to live and learn and grow when I want to grow. So yeah.
No, I'm glad. I'm really glad. It sounds super cool. You have your sort of like perspective for the future, and I think that's definitely going to help you to sort of also understand better how, like, your day-to-day actions, like what they actually relate to and what they're actually for, because you sort of have that, you know, like painted out or like visualized.
Yeah.
And that definitely helps. Like, I listened to like one of those super short like podcast snippets from the Daily Stoic podcast today from Ryan Holiday, right? And it was called Intentions or something. And specifically, like, there were like a couple of quotes in there talking about like some of these like sort of like generic quotes that you've heard before about, like, if you don't have like a destination, how the heck are you supposed to, you know, sort of find the path, you know, to that place, because if you didn't specify the place, like, there's just like no relationship. And also what I liked was, how are you supposed to ask for direction if you don't know where you're going to, which I really like, because, you know, often it is like a somewhat difficult process to get to the place you want. So you are dependent on other people sort of supporting you and getting there. But yeah, it's a great exercise, and I'm glad you finished it, because I feel like a lot of people like start one of those program parts, and then they write for like half an hour, maybe an hour, and they enjoy it, but then they quit. So I'm glad you were able to finish that that part of the program.
Yeah. You nice. Definitely should do it. You should do
yeah.
it.
Should I be honest with you? I actually lost my login credentials.
How did you lose your login
credentials? Yeah, because, you know, I bought this license before my time, where I had like a proper password manager, and then I switched emails in between, you know. That's a whole different topic, but yeah, I actually lost my credentials, so I have no access.
Yeah.
Luckily, I downloaded the part that I did beforehand, so I do have the part that I did, because you can like download it, and it gives you like a PDF version of it, which you should definitely do just to have it.
I pasted into my Obsidian, so
yeah. Great.
Yeah. And anyways, this is not great, but I have like a free version of it in Notion I found on Reddit, if you want it, if you can't find it. We're
uh-oh.
So
that sounds illegal, I mean.
I didn't do it. I didn't create it. I just found it.
Okay. Yeah, no,
so,
I think I mean, it's not that expensive either. And I think there's also other programs that Peterson was involved in developing. I think there's another one, which is an entirely different program, but it sort of has like a similar style. I think it's more so about getting down on your personality traits,
I want that.
Yeah, it's cool. It's also like not super expensive, so I think it's totally worth it, like getting it. And maybe I'm also just going to get, you know, the program again in the future. But yeah.
If there's the two people, like the two people.
Then I'll buy it and send you the license, yes.
No, we can split it. We can, it'll be okay. Have the prize, so.
No, it sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. It was great talking to you as always, Irene. I think this was a cool first episode. We got to, you know, reminiscent about our past, which has been, you know, cool and fun. And I think means a lot to both of us, because, you know, the time in England was like so impactful to both of us. And I'm glad we're sitting here today. Like, this is incredible. And I mean, we've said this often enough to each other. I really hope we get to continue like doing this in whatever format, like whether it's a podcast or like a writing project or something else.
Whatever.
It's always cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I hope you have a great Sunday, and I'm looking forward to our next podcast episode next Sunday.